So you mentioned that these are practices to be used for tools to get us out of a rut or a strongly entrenched habit. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering about, like, is there any guidelines on, like, I guess it's just a skill of developing, like, which ruts we're stuck in, kind of, and which tools to use.
Yeah.
And also, and second question maybe being, like, what are other tools besides Dutangas to use when we're really stuck in a strong habit?
Well, I mean, I think there's... One is just being willing to experiment is really important. We're willing to experiment and in looking at the things that we take as crutches or as props for a sense of self, a sense of, like, I remember one punsa, I can't remember, it was fourth or fifth punsa, and I made an aditana to not do any aditanas. It was just because it was sort of like, you know, been trying to do this, trying to do something special, wait a minute, it's just learn how to watch the mind. And, you know, because sometimes you can turn it into a thing as well. So, you know, there's different just the way that defilements fool us and how we get caught up in different kinds of reactions or positions or whatnot, and in being able to. I think one of the things that's important is just for really, really undermining, say, deep-seated ruts and conditioning is finding ways to keep reestablishing a faith and trust in the Triple Gem. It's just so important, and that kind of, in different ways, how to really abide with a refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, which is you know, because it just keeps getting deeper and deeper. Because usually we try to get some kind of practice or some kind of result or some kind of, and it's so much about me, and that giving oneself to the Triple Gem and really finding a solid refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha is really an opportunity for relinquishment and real ease.